Yeah, no, look, exciting times. You know, obviously, with Bryce coming into the lineup, it's really going to help us. And looking forward to getting out on the court and seeing what we've got, just the combination. So the guys have been up and about this week and really looking forward to this weekend.
How's Bryce settled
in? Yeah, really good. You know, we're throwing a lot at him. But, you know, he brings a lot to the table. He's very smart on the court and he's unselfish. And we probably want him to shoot the ball a little bit more. But, yeah, looking forward to this first weekend.
Seems pretty explosive from what I've seen. So it should give something for fans to get excited about.
Yeah, look, he's got that quickness. Obviously, the ball handling skills and can shoot from the perimeter. So we just got to blend that into what we're doing and the guys are getting familiar with his habits. You know, but look, he's a talent and we can't wait to get out in the court.
Could be basically a whole new backcourt pretty soon with another back as well. How's he going?
Yeah, look, he still has to get cleared, but he's practiced well this week so far. Probably the best case scenario, well, we're hopeful best case scenario will play one out of two, and we should know that in the next 24 hours.
Will he be at full fitness or you have to kind of hold it back?
I would assume that he couldn't play the full, what he's used to, 30 plus minutes, but I'll take medical advice on that. But, you know, just his leadership on the court is big for us, his toughness. You know, we're getting back to full strength and hopefully it's this weekend.
So if he pulls up well from training today, he'll fly regardless?
Yeah, he'll come regardless. We also bring Corbin Rowe in there, so we've got that point guard coverage. So, yeah, he'll travel with us.
You've got a few games up your sleeve on some of the teams close to you, so you've still got a chance to push pretty close in that kind of top six area, top four.
Yeah, the schedules work probably in our favour. You know, we've been... you know, depleted a little bit and injured it a little bit, and now we've got back end of the season, we've got a lot of games, which is a good time for us because we're starting to hit our straps and be at full strength.
We have a lot of games to get ready coming up, obviously. The Hopland Cup's kicked you out for a bit.
Yeah, no, look, it's been a while since we've been back in there. I think in the middle of January we've been in the arena, so this is our last road trip before we play our home again, and hopefully we can get build on what we did last weekend.
Normally you expect a settling in period for any new player, but Bryce, you think, can have an instant impact?
Yeah, look, Bryce has been playing in Turkey. It's not like it's the off-season for him. He's still got his touch. It's just more getting in sync with his teammates here, and we've done that the last couple of days. But, you know, when the bright lights come on, those players step up. And, you know, he's in great shape at the moment and still got his touch there, so we expect a smooth transition.
And getting the New Year's Eve win leading into this block, how important was it to do that without your new signing? How important a boost was it?
Yeah, no, it was big for us to get back to playing Wildcats basketball. It really gave us a good boost of energy within the group and know that if we play the right way, we're right there. You know, that Wollongong was sitting second, and to go on their home court and win, that's pretty big for us, and we want to continue playing well, and hopefully that'll carry over this weekend.
Given how little between the sides, does it feel like the side that's going to win this season will be healthy and playing the best at the right time of year, and that could be you?
Yeah, well, that's, you know, you've got to play well at the right time of the year, and getting into the back end of the season, you want to be healthy to give this thing a really good charge. And, you know, if you win a couple of games, you're sitting second or first. You know, the league is that close, so we're still in touching distance. And you want to be playing your best basketball at the right time of the year, and we're just starting to do that, but we've still got a lot of work to do.
If Damo does come back and play, say, one of the two games, what sort of court time do you expect will he need to be?
Yeah, look, I don't know. That'll come from medical staff, but look, we're hopeful that he'll play one out of two. We've got to just take which one's the smart one for us and see how he pulls up. But look, we're excited. You know, excited he's coming back. Well, hopefully coming back, and we'll, you know, there's a lot of boost from the team with bringing the captain back.